Back with you on The Takeaway, I'm Nancy Solomon. In the recent Disney Plus series, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, actor Anthony Mackie plays Sam Wilson, better known by his superhero alias, Falcon. He picks up the mantle, or rather shield, of Captain America.
I'm a black man carrying the stars and stripes. What don't I understand? Every time I pick this thing up, I know there are millions of people out there who are going to hate me for it.
Mackie's Captain America is part of a new wave of black superheroes on the big and small screen, as well as splashed on the pages of comic books in recent years, from Marvel's 2018 blockbuster Black Panther,
Wakanda forever!
To HBO's critically acclaimed Watchmen,
I wear the mask to protect myself,
to Netflix's The Umbrella Academy.
I heard a rumor that I get it in one take.
I heard a rumor that you think I'm perfect for this.
I heard a rumor that you love me.
For more on this, we're joined by Adilifu Nama, a professor of African American Studies at Loyola Marymount University and author of Super Black, American Pop Culture and Black Superheroes. Adilifu, great to have you with us.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, and it's good to be heard.
Let's start with the introduction of the new Captain America in the recent The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I mean, that's pretty significant to now have a black man wielding the iconic star-spangled shield, right?
Oh, certainly. I think it's even it's iconic as well as relevant. It's relevant in terms of the moment that we as a nation are grappling with in terms of our own identity and mission and moral, you know, grounding. And so there's a way in which these broad pressing issues are being played out in a very interesting way with the symbolic representation of these issues by the Falcon and Winter Soldier Marvel series.
People that watch the new series know that Anthony Mackie's character, Sam Wilson, had a complicated journey in becoming Captain America. Well, tell us about that. What was the source of the inner conflict and what does that represent?
Well, in many ways, I think we have to make a distinction between the television series and the comic book narrative in terms of its origin story. But it may be there is a distinction in terms of the way in which Sam Wilson becomes Falcon. But in terms of the ongoing discussion around American patriotism, the ongoing discussion around the place of race in that discussion is something that the Captain America and Falcon comic book series was doing decades, in fact, prior to what we are witnessing with the television series.
And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what that was, the conflict and how he goes through this transformation?
In terms of the series, and that tension has primarily been around Sam asserting his identity as a black man, and that was the case with the comic book series. And so it's a very interesting, you know, for me as a fan of comics and as certainly as a cultural critic to see this type of racial dialogue get the type of attention that is usually associated with, you know, some type of racial movement or racial scholarship. And now we're starting to see the best of what comics and a comic narrative can bring to our type of like popular understanding and discussion of these broad issues, that we get to see this through the prism of a comic book. And I think in that way, Sam Wilson's taking on, as you said, the shield of Captain America becomes a part of a broader debate about what is the role and place of black folk in American society.
Captain America is part of a wave, as we're talking about, of new black superheroes in movies, TV shows, comic books. So Let's talk about some of the other notable characters. Did this start with the Black Panther, or does it predate that as well?
Well, I think really, if you want to talk about superheroes, I think we can really talk about, you know, John Henry, right? We can go to Black, you know, the steel driving man, right? And so there's Black folklore that has always, you know, we can find superheroes within a Black cultural context. So I don't want to assign the origin story of the Black superhero to one particular decade, one particular comic book company. But having said that, Marvel and DC are probably, you know, these are the mainstream iterations of in which Black folk take on the mantle of superheroes. And so that comes about in the 60s, which is not really surprising, right? Because the 60s is the backdrop of the civil rights and Black power movement. There's an assertion of Black people for their space and an assertion of their identity as not just subservient, not just oppressed or marginalized. And so that political assertion, I would argue, translates into a reimagining of what Blackness is and can be. And so it's not surprising then that we see a reimagining of Blackness beyond butlers and maids. We see a reimagining of Blackness beyond sharecroppers and criminals. We see a reimagining of Blackness as Black folk with superpowers and abilities. And I would argue that this is not possible in 1920s America. This is not possible in 1940s America, because if those for the superhero aesthetic to work for Black folk in that time frame, there's no telling what might come out in a 1920s version of this, right? We might have a Watermelon Man, right? And so there's a way in which the civil rights movement, the Black power movement, the Black freedom movement in total has a impact on how we imagine Blackness going into the late 1960s and early 70s, where we see even a new crop of Black superheroes emerging.
It's interesting, the parallels between, you know, the 1960s civil rights movement and the moment that we're in now. That's a very interesting parallel. One of the most striking things about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is the inclusion of the character Isaiah Bradley. He's one of several Black men who were experimented on as part of the U.S.'s Super Soldier program during World War II. What do you make of pop culture rooting characters and storylines in history, like the Tuskegee syphilis study in this case? I mean, that is a real thing. And so it's interesting that this show is referencing, you know, not fantasy, but actual fact.
Yeah, I can get you a little tongue-tied sometimes in terms of all the issues that are just so folded in and compounded with that figure of Isaiah Bradley. So I would argue, yeah, it's making reference to the Tuskegee experiment in terms of the way in which syphilis was actually allowed to continue and attack these Black I guess guinea pigs without their knowledge. And so we see a similar frameworking or framing with the Isaiah Bradley character. But the Isaiah Bradley character, I would argue, we don't want to just reduce him to that particular episode of savage experimentation. But Isaiah Bradley is a metaphor for the inclusion and exclusion of Blackness in terms of contributing to the society, and the way in which the cost of our quest to be a part of the society on equal terms, there is a cost, and this cost is portrayed and presented by Isaiah Bradley. So he becomes a metaphor for the cost of enslavement. He becomes a metaphor for the cost of Jim Crow. He becomes a metaphor for the cost of trying to create space for a more equitable policing in our community. So there's a cost, and he is not only symbolizing that, but he expresses it in terms of, I serve this country, and yet this country has not served me, right? And so that's a very powerful point of examination for a comic. Right. And that's what makes it interesting, that dynamic.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's been such a familiar trope in superhero comics, the sort of the lab experiment gone wrong. And it just, to me, it's so striking that, you know, here you have an instance where this is really what happened, and it's referencing real history, and it makes it, I mean, it's so much more believable then.
Right. And this is what, let's jump into some of the heart of this. And this is, I think, the surprising element of why comics have become, or Marvel and DC, but particularly the Marvel platforms have become, they've resonated so much at this time, because these comic book series and iterations allow us the opportunity now to talk about very tender and sensitive issues in a way that allows us to engage in a more provocative debate. And the Falcon Winter Soldier series is particularly attuned to this. And I would have to, maybe attribute that to the inclusion of Black folk in the writing room, the inclusion of Black folk in the process of to make sure that the narrative notes and issues concerning race are articulated with the type of maturity that it deserves. And I think that's in many ways why we come to the Isaiah Bradley character, because he in this context is becoming a type of challenge, not only to Sam Wilson, not only to the Falcon, but a challenge to our own conception of what a superhero is and has to be cognizant of as an African American. And so, I look forward to seeing, that discussion expand in terms of what does it mean for a woman to be a superhero, and what type of issues resonate within that and reflection that we see in terms of those dynamics. So I turned a different corner for a moment, but I'll circle back. So when we talk about Isaiah Bradley, one of the things I thought was so interesting was that two comments. One, he makes a statement about no self-respecting, I'm paraphrasing, no self-respecting Black man would ever want to wear or be Captain America, right? I mean, that was a bombshell. And then you get Sam Wilson at one point, the Falcon, coming back and say, hey, listen, this is a really provocative statement. He says, we built this country, right? And then from there, why will I be denied to fight for it? And so there's an interesting coupling of Blackness in terms of a foundation for this, construction of a society, but also this assertion of participation is in fact not only acceptable, but it's actually commendable if you have actually spent your time trying to make the society be the type of society that I guess a Captain America could actually operate in and not feel funny about wearing those stars and stripes.
Adilifu Nama is a professor of African American studies at Loyola Marymount University, and he's written several books on the intersection of pop culture and race. Adilifu, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and have a good day.